Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Most people probably don't think that Buddhism and punk rock go hand in hand, but my guest today, Noah Levine, isn't most people. Noah's harrowing battle with addiction put him on a path to recovery that leaned heavily on Buddhist teachings and Noah's love of punk rock music. During the course of his journey, Noah left behind most of the comforts and trappings of his own life, came face to face with contradictions, stared down his own inner demons, and transformed himself into a teacher, healer, and, you know, leader in his field and with thousands of people all over the country, creating a path that inspires people to learn about Buddhism and get to know how they can live their best lives. Noah, thank you so much for being here with me today.
To be here.
Yeah, how so let's talk about your music. Let's talk about punk rock music and music in general. You're from the Bay Area, as am I. How was that an influence in your life, and how did that come together with Buddhism?
Well, I think that the core for me was that in my childhood, I just felt so dissatisfied. I just had this core sense that there was something very wrong with the world, some mm-hmm. awareness of political injustice, oppression, ignorance, you know, a core distrust of authority. So yeah. When I heard punk rock music, when I heard the Sex Pistols at 10
yes.
years old, I thought, mm-hmm. oh, this is somebody expressing externally what I know to be true, this internal angst. And
right.
So, you know, punk rock just resonated in my bones. And the mm-hmm. revolutionary, rebellious, the pointing out of what was wrong with the world that punk rock does in a very yeah. wise way, in my opinion. You know, it does it in a wrathful, truth-telling way. And that right. just resonated so much with me. And then later when I, you know, started to meditate and found Buddhist practice, and I heard the Buddha had said that the spiritual path that he was teaching is one that goes against the stream, against greed, against hatred, against delusion. He was basically saying, you know, this is a rebellious path, and it's, you know, it's completely connected to the dissatisfaction that leads one into any subculture probably, but certainly mm-hmm. the punk or some of the radical or conscious hip-hop music or metal or whatever it is, that, you know, Buddhism is also founded on that same dissatisfaction. Of course, Buddhism takes it to another level where there's actually some solution, not just critique.
Right. It's so interesting that you found that commonality between those teachings and that kind of rage in the music, and also just people speaking their mind. That music is what that is. And so what an interesting journey that kind of played into your life. How do you now inspire, you know, the thousands of people in your community to kind of find a way to act out in a healthy way? You know, like what you're discussing right now, and I discuss this with clients, they come in and they're like, I don't know what to do with all this angst and energy. And I think a human condition is wanting to act out.
Right.
How do you help people do that in healthy ways now versus unhealthy ways of acting out?
Well, you know, all of the Buddhist teachings on nonviolence and on sobriety, you know, whether you're an addict or not, the Buddha says, you know, keep a clear mind, don't partake mm-hmm. in intoxicants on any level. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's a framework of ethical behavior for those who follow a Buddhist path. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think a big part of my, you know, modeling and teaching is be true to yourself. You know, if you're
yeah.
a punk rocker, you can still be a punk rocker and be a sober Buddhist. You know, if you're
right.
into dancing or, you know, creativity or whatever it is, that you don't have to change your style or what you're passionate about just because you commit to a path of healing and awakening. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so of course I've modeled that by saying, like, I am, you know, punk rock is my culture and Buddhism
right.
is my spiritual path. And so then,
mm-hmm.
as you said, you know, we have thousands of people around the country that have said, yeah, me too. That is, you know, that's true for me as well. And our community isn't all punk rockers. You'll see a whole bunch of nice little old ladies in our community, but they also are committed to awakening and get that this is a form of rebellion, that it's going against the norm to be right. generous, to be compassionate, to be forgiving. Uh-huh.
Right. And do you agree that people in general want to act down in some ways, whether it's getting tattoos, jumping out of a plane, cutting their hair, dyeing their hair? I mean, do you feel like sometimes we have to go against the stream in order to be inspired and be in awe of life, to feel on a deep level?
That's always been true for me. It seems like there's so many people in the world that are just trying so hard to fit in, to just be mm-hmm. part of the status quo.
Also being authentic.
For everyone, but it's pretty common in my circles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just curious because I hear this a lot in my office, and my clients come in and they give up one, negative behavior or habit that is not serving them anymore. It's causing negative consequences in their life. And then they kind of don't know really where to be creative or act out or, do something of that nature. So I think it's wonderful that there is this kind of idea that going against the stream can be done in such an authentic way, individually.
One of the ways we look at it from Buddhism is the second noble truth, the cause of all suffering and the kind mm-hmm. of status quo for us is this repetitive craving. And so, mm-hmm. For an addict in recovery who puts down the substance or behavior, that craving is going to continue. It's a craving for pleasure. It's a craving for happiness and for well-being. Mm-hmm. And so then mm-hmm. we have to find healthy outlets for it, like what is, exercise and meditation and, loving relationships and, finding healthy outlets to channel that very natural human survival instinct energy.
Right. And so can you just, I know that now you've transitioned all these obviously wonderful communities that you have created throughout this country, and now you have a recovery center here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about...
Yeah, when the Refuge Recovery book came out a couple years ago, I felt like it was just kind of my responsibility that mm-hmm. if I was going to offer this non-12-step approach to addiction recovery and treatment, mm-hmm. that we needed to have a professional treatment center, with licensed clinicians and... but where the clients, inpatient and outpatient, could come and learn both meditation and get a good psychological... treatment assessment and program. So we've been doing it for a couple of years, and it's been wildly successful, and we're getting so many people who, have been through lots of other treatment approaches that didn't work so well for them, and they're finding here mm-hmm. some practical tools that they walk away with a meditation practice and a loving community.
Oh, that's amazing.
And
so
a
what's
philosophy
inspiring...
that they can get their mind behind. So many people struggle with Judeo-Christian 12 steps, and Buddhism, not very many, people look at Buddhism and they say, oh, there's not much to disagree with here. It's about being present, about being compassionate, about learning mm-hmm. to forgive ourselves and others. This all makes sense. I, this is what I've been looking for my whole life.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you walk the walk and you talk the talk, and you are just walking inspirational example of somebody who could change their life for the better and then light the way for others. So I really appreciate you being with us today. Can you tell everybody where they could find you?
Yeah, refugerecovery.com and againstthestream.org are the main sites to find us.
Okay, great. And then you have meetings in different cities all over the country, correct?
Yes, there's meetings everywhere, and treatment is just here in Los Angeles so far.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for being on with me today and for this insightful and inspirational conversation. I hope everybody I hope everybody goes out there and gets to know what you do and how you're changing the world. So really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being on.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Hope to have you back soon. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well.